A lot of miles on that boy there. He's been around, as I said, about 16 years. And he's on about 90% of all the records that we've made. I guess that's the reason we never sold very many. So I'd like for you all to welcome, if you would, from near Hickory, North Carolina, George Shuffler, right here with the guitar.
Oh, well, I know what it means to be lonesome. I know what it means to be blue. Well, I'd give all I own just to have you back home. I'm lonesome for you. Well, my baby left town this morning as the clock was striking four. And the smiling face of my little darling, I know I will never see no more. For I know what it means to be lonesome. I know what it means to be blue. Well, I'd give all I own just to have you back home. I'm lonesome for you. Here we go. Well, I've cried and I've cried since we parted. Lordy, nobody knows what I've been through. Well, I'd give all I own just to have you back home. I'm lonesome for you. For I know what it means to be lonesome. I know what it means to be blue. Well, I'd give all I own just to have you back home. I'm lonesome for you.
Thank you very much, and you know, I forgot to mention this to you folks. I'd rather you didn't applaud too much when George does anything up here on the show. Every time he gets a big hand, he wants a raise, and we're paying him all we can stand right now. So please hold it down, will you? Well, somebody's got to do it.
Oh, yeah!
Talk good about me, Dad, and I'll get you a hot dog after the show. I'll divide my chocolate cake with you.
I might just do that. I might take you up on that.
I might just do that.
I do want to make this very clear, ladies and gentlemen. This boy here don't work for the Stanley Brothers. He works for George Shuffler over there.
I really wouldn't talk too much about that.
That kind of fouled me.
George is responsible for this boy. He pays him and takes care of him and everything. He discovered this boy down in Bluefield, West Virginia about 2 years ago. And he brought him out and got him a haircut and a shave. Got his rabies shots. Wormed him. So he takes care of him. I believe you said your name was Big Wilbur. Is that right? He's kin to a very famous man. Let's give him a hand here tonight.
Sure, thank you for that build-up, Carter.
Glad to do it.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that.
You're working for a
I mean, appreciate fellow. It. Yes, sir, I sure am. I feel real good tonight, Churn Bean Blossom.
You're looking awful good.
Yeah, I know it. I don't know which I feel the best tonight. My britches pulled up or my underwear pulled down. Glad to be here.
It's kind of cool tonight, Wilbur. And George, you take good care of him, will you?
Yeah. Better leave them both pulled up. It's cool, I'll tell you. Right now, we'd like to introduce you to the stars of our show. A couple of fellas that have been in this business 20 years, picking this old-time mountain music, carrying it all over the world, entertaining good people just like you here in Bean Blossom this evening. So I'll get together and give a good warm welcome to two of the finest country musicians on the road anywhere today. Carter and Ralph the Stanley Brothers, would you make them welcome?